healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is that most of us really want to reach optimum health. We want to feel better, live longer, really enjoy life more. And in Healthy Alternatives, we're aiming to show you what you can do to achieve that in your life. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it's something that can have a real impact on your life. And this one is pretty much life and death. It's taking a look at bypass surgery, and it concerns balloon angioplasty as a way to clear your arteries when they're clogged. These are from studies published in the journal Lancet. Let's talk first about bypass surgery. Bypass surgery is when you have blocked veins and arteries, and it's a way of circumventing that for folks. Now, the notion has been doctors have assumed that bypass surgery would cut deaths by about 25%. But a study was done with 1,200 heart failure patients in 22 countries. It was mostly men around 60 years old, and most had suffered a heart attack in the past. They were all taking medications for their heart risks. What they found is that bypass surgery didn't do any better than the drugs. As a matter of fact, during the first 2 years after the surgery, there were more deaths from the surgery from those taking medications. So bypass surgery becomes now a very questionable option for what you're going to do. The other study was with 7,000 people in 32 countries, and they had an angiogram, a diagnostic test, to look for blockages in their arteries, and then it followed with angioplasty to open up the clogs. Now, the usual way of doing a angioplasty is to insert a tube through a leg artery near the groin, then run it up through the heart, inflate a tiny balloon to flatten the blockages of the heart. A mesh tube called a stent that opens up the artery is employed. The problem with this method is that it can cause major bleeding that can require transfusion and surgeries, and it can also lead to death. There's a method that's just as effective in terms of opening up the arteries, but way better to do for the patient. And what it is inserting the tube in the wrist. And so it's running from the wrist to the heart. What they found is that after it, patients just spend a couple of hours just wearing a wristband to control the bleeding instead of having, with the leg angioplasty, having to spend a day or more in the hospital. And their complications of stroke, major bleeding, are extremely few when you go with the wrist method. They found that in hospitals, the more they did it, the better the risks were for the patient. As one doctor said from Duke University, Dr. Sulin Rao, that every study that's ever done shows it's safer than going through the leg. In this country, that's the way it's still primarily done. If you're going to go in and you need an angioplasty, you need to ask some questions before you go in. Do they do it through the wrist? How often they do it, what kind of experience do they have? Opt for that. You'll be better off that you did. Instead of bypass surgery, stay on medications, stay on doing exercise, nutritional things, look at healthy alternatives you can do instead of bypass surgery. You'll be glad you did. Today, my guest is from the area of Touch for Health. Touch for Health was developed by Dr. John Thee, a chiropractor, and his wife, Carrie. And it's looking at using physical posture, mental attitude, emotions, doing a concept called muscle testing as a way of measuring what's going on in your system to really let you reach levels of optimum health and wellness. And we're going to be exploring that in just a few minutes. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also put out a monthly e-newsletter with new and exciting information from a health, nutrition, wellness standpoint. Go to teplitz.com, click on the About button, and you'll see where you can sign up for the free newsletter. Every week, I also like to talk about a healthy breakthrough, its new discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and your loved ones. I want to talk about fibromyalgia. Around 11 to 15 million Americans have this debilitating disease. It has chronic pain that people have. About 80 to 90% of the people are women, and fibromyalgia is very difficult to treat, with many patients reporting little relief from medications. I want to give you a healthy alternative, and that's yoga. There was a study published recently in the journal Pain, and what they looked at were using gentle yoga stretches and meditations to alleviate the symptoms of fibromyalgia. They had 25 women who had been diagnosed with the disease in the study, and what they did is they took a two-hour class that met once a week for 8 weeks. They had a control group of 28 women who were just put on a waiting list and didn't do any yoga at all. After 8 weeks, the yoga group reported improvements in both physical and psychological aspects of fibromyalgia, including decreased pain, fatigue, tenderness, anxiety. They were sleeping better and their moods were better. They even came back after just 1 week of doing yoga, just that two-hour session, and reported less pain. They slept better and they were feeling encouraged, actually for the first time in years. At the end of the study, they self-reported on how they felt, and of the yoga group, 4.5 said they felt very much better, 9.1 said much better, 77% said a little better, and 4.5% said no change. This compares to the control group, which had nobody in very much better or much better, and 19% reported a little better, but 38% reported no change at all. So looking at yoga, and if you do want to look at yoga, you want to find a teacher who does very gentle stretching, make sure you know that you have physical challenges so your poses can be modified. You also want to find, if they don't teach meditation as a part of the process, you want to find somebody who teaches meditation and add that into what you're doing. Another study, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, also found that Tai Chi may also bring relief to fibromyalgia sufferers. So if you've got fibromyalgia, you know folks who do, there's a healthy alternative that they could start using for themselves, and it's yoga and also Tai Chi. Before I bring my guest on, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Matthew Thee. He is the son of Touch for Health founders Dr. John and Carrie Thee. And Touch for Health, we're going to be talking about. It's a system that uses muscle testing that we're going to talk about as a biofeedback tool and really to help you in your approach to wellness. And Matthew's background is, in effect, since Touch for Health was founded in 1973, the first book on it came out. He has been, in effect, grew up immersed in it, but he went in a different direction. Originally, he wound up teaching in elementary school for 9 years, and then in 1996, he started teaching Touch for Health workshops himself and collaborating on the development of Touch for Health, the complete edition, a book that came out, and retreats and a whole range of other aspects of Touch for Health. So, Matthew, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
So, for our listeners, when I say Touch for Health, who haven't the foggiest notion of what I'm talking about, what is Touch for Health?
Just the basic idea is that it's a system that anybody can use to help balance their muscles and their posture. So, it comes from chiropractic. My father was a chiropractor. And in chiropractic, they say if your spine's in line, you'll feel fine. And what they find is that it's the muscles really that hold the posture in alignment. They can balance the spine with chiropractic, but if the muscles aren't in alignment, if the posture is out of balance, that's liable to come back out of balance. So we have some very simple hands-on techniques we can use to balance the posture.
So in effect, you're saying it's something that will help somebody's going to a chiropractor to have the adjustments being made hold even better.
Yeah, a lot of chiropractors use it as part of their technique to support their chiropractic manipulative techniques, but they also use it as patient education so that anybody can use it to kind of ongoingly maintain their health.
Now, Touch for Health evolved out of another type of kinesiology called applied kinesiology that Dr. George Goodhart, also a chiropractor, developed. What's the difference between the two?
Well, George Goodhart's applied kinesiology was something that my father studied. He studied with Goodhart, and he helped promote and expand that system. But that system was designed for physicians who are licensed to diagnose. So it's people using the muscle balancing and other principles, but in the context of being a physician and working, diagnosing people's conditions and treating the conditions. But Touch for Health was designed for the patient, not necessarily just a chiropractic patient, but really for anybody who doesn't need necessarily to have a lot of background to be able to use some of the techniques safely to take care of themselves. So one of the things that Goodhart integrated into his applied kinesiology system was using some principles from traditional Chinese medicine or acupuncture. So some people may be familiar that there's energy pathways or meridians in the acupuncture system. And Goodhart found that simply by tracing with your hand along these pathways, you can affect specific muscles and therefore help balance the posture. So that became kind of the central focus for Touch for Health, what we call more of an energy or holistic model, where what we're trying to do is balance the overall system for its optimum natural functioning. We don't try to find out what's wrong with you and fix it. We just try to sort of tune up the system so it takes care of itself.
Now, as I understand it, when your dad, Dr. John, broke away from Touch for Health, from applied kinesiology and formed Touch for Health, it was really because he saw this as a system that really the layperson person also needed to know about and felt very strongly about that. Is that pretty correct?
Yeah, pretty early on when he started using these techniques in his chiropractic practice, a lot of his clients would come back to him and say, oh, I used that thing that you showed me. And at first he said, oh, well, those are my secret techniques. You should come and pay me to use them.
My secret ingredients.
But then he realized really so many of them were safe, that they weren't going to create a danger for the clients, either for themselves or helping their family. Actually, he talked to Goodhart, and Goodhart encouraged him to go ahead and write the Touch for Health book as a program for lay people. And Goodhart did serve on the original board of the Touch for Health Foundation.
So it was really not a breakaway as opposed to a change of direction for that aspect that Goodhart actually supported.
Correct. So there were some objections from some of the physicians. There was a concern that it might be dangerous. A little bit of knowledge might be not safe. But over the 30 years that we've been sharing this, it's turned out to be very safe. You might possibly strain a muscle if you push too hard, but in Touch for Health, we teach people to use a very light pressure. So there's almost no danger, risk of any kind of adverse reaction to this work. And a lot of people find it quite helpful in improving their attitude, their mood, their emotional balance, as well as their physical and postural function.
Now, our listeners may not have any idea what you're talking about when you're talking about muscle testing and pressure. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, we've been using the word kinesiology. Goodhart used the term applied kinesiology. So if you go to the university to study kinesiology, that word mainly means study of movement. And in the university, it's going to be the study of body mechanics and how muscles work to move the body around. And so the people who study that often end up being personal trainers or sports trainers or physical therapists. And so we use those principles, the science of isolating specific muscles and checking their function, as part of our system. But we also integrate some of what Goodhart developed, which were certain points on the body that you might hold lightly or massage firmly and actually get an immediate change in the muscles and therefore an immediate change in the posture. And we bring in the energy model as well from traditional Chinese medicine. So the Touch for Health kind of falls into a subset of kinesiology we call energy kinesiology, where we're not only using the body mechanics to see which muscles are functioning, but we can also bring in various techniques, some energy-based, some more muscular-based, to get a change in the overall posture. And we find that has sometimes dramatic changes in how people feel, how they function, how they go about enjoying their lives.
Now, you were saying a minute ago that Touch for Health, I think you said, a subset of the kinesiologies that are out there. And I know there's an umbrella organization called the Energy Kinesiology Association, and that is the umbrella over many of these different types of kinesiologies. Now, what would you see as the difference between Touch for Health versus some of these other types of kinesiologies?
One of the fundamental things about Touch for Health, because it was designed for lay people as an adjunct to the applied kinesiology that was being trained to professional practitioners, is that we really have a strong emphasis on the individual person learning to be more aware of themselves and learning techniques to take care of themselves. So many of the systems that have been developed from Touch for Health or in parallel to Touch for Health, they also kind of conserve what we call an educational or more holistic model. So they're looking at the overall function of the person in the context of their life. But quite often the other systems are focused more on creating practitioners who would work with people one-on-one in a clinical setting. Where Touch for Health, actually to this day, we mainly just train instructors. So we certify instructors to be able to share this information from one person to another or in formal workshops. So we really strongly emphasize the educational model where everyone learns to be able to use it themselves, although a lot of practitioners do end up using Touch for Health in their clinic, just as my father did in his chiropractic clinic.
So what you're looking to do is really empower people to be using this for themselves, for their family, friends, loved ones, that kind of approach.
Yeah, I mean, my going back to my father and his chiropractic practice, he sort of remembered, once he got over the fact that people were kind of using his secret ingredients, that in chiropractic college, they told him that the true physician, the ideal physician, is less someone who treats people's problems and more someone who is going to educate people about how to be aware of their health and take care of their health and develop wellness so that over the long run, they actually prevent all kinds of diseases and they actually get a lot more out of their life.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Matthew Thee, in a moment and continue talking about Touch for Health. Be back in a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why TNI Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So I'm talking to Matthew Thee. He's the son of Touch for Health founders Dr. John and Carrie Thee. Dr. John Thee was a chiropractor, and he looked at developing the system of Touch for Health, a healing modality, a method for you to take charge of how you feel, how you function, posture, things along those lines. And we're talking with Matthew about Touch for Health and exploring this whole concept further. So, Matthew, if somebody was to come in to you for, say, a private session, even though you're teaching it from the standpoint of wanting people to do it on their own, what would a private session look like for somebody?
Well, your typical Touch for Health session usually starts with kind of getting an idea of what do you want better in your life? And that was the question my father asked again and again. And focusing on what is the positive outcome, the positive experience you want in life, and balance your energy towards that positive intention rather than being the main focus being, let's find out what's wrong with you, let's diagnose a condition, and let's treat the condition. And then the next thing we would do was
So your dad was really going kind of for the end result of how do you want to wind up being then?
Yeah, the main focus, especially because this is something that we're teaching lay people to use and they're not going to have the expertise to correctly diagnose or try to be treating conditions or getting into the medical model, they need to focus on what is wellness and start creating that right from the beginning and then balance their posture for that purpose.
And so what would you then be doing physically with them or mentally to help them in that process?
So the physical part involves testing a series of different muscles bilaterally, so the same muscle on both sides of the body. And by testing those muscles, we are getting a sense of what's happening with the posture, what muscles may be switched off and throwing the posture out of balance. But we also relate those muscles back to specific meridians. Those would be the energy pathways from traditional Chinese medicine. And the idea is if that energy is flowing and in balance, you will automatically have vitality and health. And it's not until that energy is blocked and out of balance that eventually you have some kind of disease or condition. So we'll balance a minimum of 14 muscles, which correspond to the main 14 meridians or energy pathways from traditional Chinese medicine, and then recheck how you're feeling. We like to make a lot of concrete measures of if you have any pain or what kind of emotional state you're feeling. And then after the balance, we often find there's a big transformation. Lots of emotional stress can be released. Lots of aches and pains just dissipate. And usually we're functioning better and have a better outlook towards our goals.
For the sake of transparency, I have experienced Touch for Health myself. And when they're doing that bilateral checking that Matt was talking about, where they're checking both sides of the body and you have one of your arms stays rock solid kind of, and then they press on the other arm in the same physical position that the first arm was placed in, and you can't hold it up at all. And then he does some adjusting, rubbing the meridian line here and there, or some other thing that's being done. And you go back to that arm that was just about falling off, and it is rock solid again. You could really instantly feel that kind of difference for yourself happening. It's pretty dramatic. So, Matt, can you give us a couple of an example of somebody, you know, how Touch for Health helped them in their life?
Well, kind of some of the typical first outcomes that people are surprised to find is that certain aches and pains that may or may not have a relationship to any kind of diagnosable condition. But, you know, oftentimes we're not sick enough to go to the doctor, but we're not totally well. We have our little complaints, our little stiffness here and there. And those things, once you get the posture imbalance and the energy flowing, oftentimes just spontaneously disappear. And just like you said, it's shocking to see the change in muscle function just after you, you know, gently rub a particular point and recheck the muscle. It's also surprising just how much better you feel when some of the tension, the excess tension that you're carrying around, is relieved by bringing the posture imbalance. But then we don't just focus on physical pain. As we were talking about, we like to focus on the positive goals in people's lives. And so on the long run, people find their whole direction in life shifts. Sometimes it's just as simple thing as reframing how they're looking at a situation in their job and how that affects them, whether it creates emotional stress or whether they can come to some point where they have a creative solution. So sometimes it's just a subtle shift in their own attitude and their physical posture and their how they experience their job and their satisfaction in their job can dramatically change. And they can go about earning their living and enjoying their life, whereas before they kind of felt stuck in a rut. Although sometimes people are so inspired by this type of work, whether it's in a workshop or in a one-on-one session with, say, massage therapist or a chiropractor, they say, wow, this is so exciting, and I've never seen these type of results before. I want to go move into this profession. So there's a certain percentage of people who experience it who say, this is the direction of life for me. And some of them just learn Touch for Health, and they put out a shingle, and they do just basic balancing. And some of them say, oh, I want to learn more. And they go into chiropractic, or they go into maybe even the medical field, but with a focus on the holistic balance of the person as their direction.
That's where, for folks who want to go further, the Energy Kinesiology Association is really helpful. Their website, I believe, is energyk, the letter K, .org. That's energyk.org. So you can go there if you want more information. Now, Touch for Health does have a website, correct?
Yeah, well, the Touch for Health Association, if you're looking for instructors or practitioners around the country, would be the Touch for Health Kinesiology Association. So the acronym for that name would be tfhka.org. And then I have my personal website. If people are interested in taking the classes directly from me out here in California, and that's just touchforhealth.com. But the four is not F-O-R, it's a number four. So touch4health.com.
So for the Touch for Health Kinesiology Foundation, the association, it's tfhka.org. And for Matthew's website, it's touch4health.com. And that is the number four instead of the word four spelt out. Now, Matthew, is it spread around the world, Touch for Health, or just located in the United States if somebody was interested in exploring further?
Well, actually, as you mentioned, the Touch for Health book came out in 1973, and my father was just shocked at how fast those books sold out. And he'd print more, and they sold out again. And so his approach always sort of ended up being a response to kind of grassroots excitement about this type of work. And so during the 70s and early 80s, it really exploded around the country, and thousands of people were trained in using this. And then people were attracted from Europe especially, but even Australia, Asia, came over and started studying this, and then going back to their countries and sharing it. And so it's actually spread even more in, say, Germany and Switzerland, other parts of Europe, and throughout Australia. There's probably more people using this work in those places than there even are now in the United States. So at this point, we have what we call the International Kinesiology College, and that kind of oversees a standard curriculum, a standard method of training for Touch for Health around the world. And we have instructors active in 60 different countries, and we have about 30 different trainers in the different countries who are creating new instructors.
So in Touch for Health, you use something called the meaning of metaphor. Can you explain to our listeners what that all means?
So my father studied with George Goodhart, and he was training physicians to use applied kinesiology in a diagnostic model. But when we share this information with lay people, we want to be really sure that they don't misunderstand that they're going to be diagnosing and treating medical conditions. And we use a lot of very practical, simple principles and techniques from traditional Chinese medicine. But within that model, every meridian pathway, energy pathway, has an organ name, and there is some relationship to the function of the physical organ, but we don't want people to get confused that by testing a muscle related to an energy pathway, they're now diagnosing that there's some kind of disease or condition with the organ, because it may or may not show up in a physical organ if there's some subtle imbalance in the posture or the energy. So, but we have all that information. If you're a particular arm muscle is not having its full strength, we say that's related to stomach meridian. But we need to do something with that information if it doesn't mean there's something wrong with your stomach. So what we found is if we take it as a metaphor, some kind of symbol about what's going on in your life, and we say, well, what is the general function of stomach? Maybe it's taking in nutrition, taking in some kind of fuel. But it could be really something nutritious, or it could be something toxic. So we're going to look at that in general in our lives. Are we taking in things that are nutritious, whether they're experiences, ideas, maybe our actual nutrition that we're choosing to eat? And how is that affecting us? Is it effective, or is it actually throwing us more out of balance? And so by considering the different aspects of the balancing process as possibly metaphorical or symbolic, we get all kinds of actually very interesting insights into what's going on in our lives as far as our imbalances, and more importantly, the directions we want to go in life.
So I'm now going to thank Matthew symbolically and metaphorically for being a guest here today on Healthy Alternatives. If you want to learn more about him, you can go to his website at touchforhealth.com, and it's the number four, not the word four. You can find out about the clinical intensive retreats he runs in Malibu and the classes he's got available, and take a look at all that information. Matthew, thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.
Next week, my guest is going to be Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. He's published the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and he's leading a health revolution. He's looking at diets, why they don't work, how you can develop a diet system that will work for you. He's helped over 300,000 people create health in their lives, and he's got a network of 10,000 coaches nationwide to help you develop healthy habits of health. You're not going to want to miss this one next week. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.